Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven, and we're going to be recapping this week of the Iowa legislature. And first and foremost, Jim, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks for having me.
And just launching right into things, the last 2 weeks have been mostly procedural stuff, and this week has been some of the same, but work is starting to get underway. What are the primary things that have been on your desk this week?
Well, basically, this week, you're correct in when you say the organizational the past 2 weeks. So while that was going on, there was also a lot of tax preparation work going on. When we had legislators and even the governor in his office went out last year and went around the state, and we sat down and asked the manufacturing contractors, basically retail division, what were some of the things they wanted to see. And they told us that they basically wanted no more taxes. They had more government than they could afford, first of all. Second of all, they wanted some kind of certainty on how the state was going to operate, how the state was planning on paying their bills, so that there wasn't a tax increase in the future. And those are just some of the things that came up. And I think that's basically what this legislative session is doing extra planning so that we don't have this issue of taxes increase next year. And as you know, one of the hotter topics was commercial property taxes. And that's taken a lot of time, a lot of planning, because I'm very positive on this, that I don't want to impede on county and state government more taxes because we didn't do our job in Des Moines. And as we go back to caucus after the Appropriation and Ways and Means Committee work on these issues, a lot of times questions come up that nobody had even given any thought after we laid out the plan. And so we've had to go back several times. I think we're getting close. I don't know what we are not in our comfort zone, or we would have taken the bill up this week in the House. But I look for in another week that there will be something on the floor, something that can be debated, and then it will go to the Senate, and they'll have to take a strong look at it. Hopefully the governor's office can come on board at some point in this coming week. And so there's been while it appears like there's not a lot of floor action, and that is correct, I think the work is being done in the back meeting room, so to speak, so that we don't have these debates on the floor and end up with something that we can't live with.
And we talked about this previously, that Branstad's budget proposal came up quite a bit earlier this year than in most. And that's helped you guys out when trying to figure out this property tax stuff.
That is correct. That's given us another 2 weeks. I think if we wouldn't have had the governor's budget until, say, this week sometime, we'd probably be another month down the road before we actually had a budget that we could sit down and discuss with the governor's office as well as the Senate. And so this gives us more time. And I know that long range, we're looking at maybe even getting out a little bit early, and hopefully spend less money that way.
And, of course, beyond the budgetary stuff, there's always things going on in the legislature. What other things have you been working on?
Well, I've got three bills out there. Basically, one of them deals with foster care and child care licensing. We've had some problems with abuse, not only in my district, but other districts across the state. And so basically what this bill does is it does not allow you to have a foster care home and a child care license at the same time. It cannot be in the same household. I know that that probably will cause some problems. We don't know how widespread that will be, but it seems to be receiving some pretty popular review, and so we'll have to see where that goes. Got some other issues out there about insurance requirements. This is a bill that I worked on several years ago. And what's happened is now in Iowa, you have to have a proof of insurance before you can relicense your car whenever your birthday is. And what we have is people going in, buying the minimum insurance, and then a short time later they cancel it. So we have several people out here driving with no insurance. It's causing a tremendous amount of paperwork, not only for the DOT, but also for insurance agencies as well. And so I think what we're going to see come out of that bill is that something that says there's a penalty put in place somehow to stop people from canceling this insurance. I understand insurance is a costly item to a lot of people that are on a fixed income, but by the same token, those people that are driving with insurance deserve to be protected from the people that aren't having insurance. So that's just a couple of the issues that I'm working on. I still have a bill that came down just today, and had a chance to really go over it and find out if it's exactly what I wanted to do.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap up?
No, we're continuing as we want to maintain the expenditures of the state, and we want to keep looking forward rather than doing a bill just for this year. We want to build a bill that people can live with. Industry will grow. We want industry to come back to Iowa. We want to create jobs for our young people. And so it takes a lot of planning in the future.
Well, once again, thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella and filling us in on what's going on in the legislature.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We sit down with State Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven, and we talked a little bit about what went on in week 3 here of the Iowa State Legislature. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.